I have to say, Nobule, I didn't really want to bring this up on air, but I've had a couple of complaints from people from the reverse charge game saying they can't quite understand what the hell you're talking about.
What do you mean?
They say the guy who's the operator has got an impediment and we can't get around what he's on about.
Well, I've not got any impediment.
Yeah, okay, is that what you're under the impression? Do you really believe you haven't got an impediment of any sorts?
Well, nothing that comes up in the reverse charge game, really. Hello, caller. It's Joppo speaking. I'm an urgent request.
It's Joppo.
No, it's fine. I can say all of those words.
I mean, listen to this. Oh, Cole, it's Joppo speaking. I mean, you
that's
know, it's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Spot the difference. Okay, shut your eyes.
Okay.
You do yours.
Okay.
Go. You do your first line. Right, shut your eyes. You go first.
Okay.
But she knows it's me.
One of us is going to go first.
Okay.
One of us go first.
Hello, caller. This is the operator speaking. I have an urgent request for a reverse charge call. Are you prepared to?
Right.
Okay.
And somebody else is going to go first.
Oh, God, this is the first speaking, did I?
Oh, God. This is the first one. That was you, wasn't it, Tim?
That was me, yeah.
Yeah.
And the second one?
Knob holder.
Is that right?
Well, that's good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, there we are.
Understood. Hello, caller. This is the operator speaking. I have an urgent request for a reverse charge call. Are you prepared to accept the charges?
No.
Connecting your call.
Hello?
Reverse charge game.
Reverse charge game.
How much is your friendship worth?
Connecting your call. Call charge £116.43.
Reverse charge game.
Reverse charge game. Connecting your call.
Reverse charge game.
Connecting your call.
Reverse charge call?
Call connected.
No, I'm not. Reverse charge call. F*** off.
Anyway, Nobby, we're only joking, so don't take it personally. We're just toying with you. All right, then. So the reverse charge game here on Kerrang Radio. Nobby's going to pretend to be the operator. Hit them with that line. And tonight, his name is Dylan, a friend of mine called Dylan. We're reversing the charges on him. You'll give him the line. Hopefully he'll say, OK, I'll accept the charges. We play in this jingle.
Buckle.
See?
Connecting
Sounds
your
Sounds like the BT bird, doesn't it?
Connecting.
Yo, Dylan, Tim, how's it going? He's Northern. How's it going, pal? Oh, hey, pal. I'll say something like that. And then, no doubt, within a certain amount of time, he'll hear the following.
Call charge, £2.30.
£2.30 already. Now, he is tight. Yeah, I think he's on Job Seekers.
Okay.
So I don't expect him to stay on the line a long time. There's a clue. We do have prizes to give away. Because if you listen, already it's gone
call
up
Call charge,
£9.60. £9.60 already. So you have to text in now a value. Put a value on a friendship to 80908 on the text. Text in a value on a friendship between £2.30 and £150.
Interrogation.
But not until we've done the interrogation. Now, Nobule, questions related to my relationship with Dylan.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good a friend is Dylan?
He is 7.
A 7, okay.
7. Right, yeah. Juicy Lucy. Right.
Is he gullible?
Is he gullible? I would say so, yes. Slippy.
Has he got loads of money?
No, he's on the dole. Oh. Nobule.
Has he heard you on the radio?
No, I don't think so. Juicy.
Have you played tricks on him before?
He knows me as a bit of a prankster, but that's as much as I can tell you. Nobby, your last question, make it a belter.
Do you owe him any money?
No, of course I don't. Silly question. You know I don't lend money to anyone.
Tim Shaw. Tim Shaw.
Hey, ladies.
Myself!
Oh, shut up. I've got to tell you, we've got some great prizes this evening. Some absolute stonking prizes. Nobule, with the reverse charge game.
What have we got?
Oh, look at that. What have we got?
I'm trembling just saying these. We've got Cypress Hill, the greatest
now,
hits.
Now, don't joke, because that is a wicked
album.
That is a great album. There's some of the tracks on there. We've got Latin Lingo, you got to throw... Yeah, that's all right. It's,
It's got Insane in the Brain on it.
No, but I'm hoping it's got Tequila Sunrise on it. Yeah, it has, track 13. That's a belting album.
Good.
Parenting advisory, explicit content.
Well,
so for God's sake, don't let your parents listen to it.
No, they got potty.
Not in the least.
They?
Yeah, right. Go on. What else have you got?
You've got the brand new
feeder CD,
DVD, CD.
Don't say single, because it makes people realize.
No, it means we've got one of them. That's what I meant.
All right. Okay, we've got a single one of these feeder shatter tender thingies to give away. Things. Put it in your CD, and it'll play it.
And we've got an 80s Matchbox Beeline Disaster. Picture this.
How many people have got record players? Just answer the question. It's a waste of space.
And it's only number 4 as well.
No,
it's
get
limited edition.
Right,
it's
let's just get
four,
honest with that. Get it all on eBay, right? Get that on eBay, you'll get an out and centre for that. Get that Cypress Hill thing copied and then get it on eBay. No, don't, because you get done for that. Don't copy it, what am I talking about? Don't do that. Get it listened to and then sell it. Still get a tenner for it. Open it up from the back. Crack open on the wrong side of it. Peel it open. Doesn't remove the label. Listen to it a bit. Put it back. Get it on eBay as new. As new. See? Tricky, as new. And then also you've got this feeder thing. Don't say it's not an album, so we'll say thing. Feeder thing to give
it's
away.
A DVD.
You get DVD, 50 quid. You get 50 rats for that, won't you?
Yeah.
Because they're all signed. Sign it.
Sign that. What's his name? Grant.
No, don't sign it as him. Just sign it as someone else. Anyone you want. Sign it as Janet Jackson. Be Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
Everyone likes Janet Jackson. Cypress Hill. Who can we have? Janet Jackson. Simon Le Bon. Sign that one in.
Jackson.
And this Beeline Batty. That can be signed as. Sorry, this shouldn't be on air, really. Should it? This. No.
Right.
Okay, we'll do this bit off air. Right, hang on. There. Right then, here we go. Reverse charge game. Let's go. Go!
Hello.
Hello, caller. This is the operator speaking. I have an urgent request for a reverse charge call. Are you prepared to accept the charges?
No, I'm not. Reverse charge call.
Okay, so here we are. I'm with the reverse charge game. His name's Dylan. Now, Nobby, you can't cock it up tonight. There's no room for that. No
leeway
for you
promise.
Getting it wrong tonight. So you've got to be the operator and try and make sure that your words are easily understandable.
I'll talk slower tonight.
All right, then. So here we go. The reverse charge game on Kerrang Radio. Putting a value on a friendship. Finding out when they'll hang up. See? Because they can hear the thingies. It'll make sense in a minute. Hang on there. His name's Dylan. Oh, you don't need to know that. Put him through to me. If he's in.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, caller. This is the operator speaking. I have an urgent request for a reverse charge call. Are you prepared to accept the charges?
Any idea who it's from?
Yes, it's from a Mr. Tim Shaw.
No, thank you.
He has said it's an urgent call, sir. Call connected.
Your call. Connecting your call. Connecting your...
Geez, how's it going?
All right, mate.
What are you doing?
Not a lot. What's up?
I thought I'd give you a ring for a chat.
Call charge, £2.30.
What are you doing?
No, it's just, I'm skint, dude. The thing is, my mobile has been disconnected.
Charge, £9.60.
I had this Orange contract phone, but they cut me off. I can't believe it. Let me give you a mobile number. Let me give you a mobile number. You can give me a ring back.
I'm going.
What did I tell you? I told you he was on Job Seekers. That's no good, is it?
No.
Let's get the winner on the line. Should we get the winner on the line? It's going to take a while.
Tim Shaw, the liberator of UK radio.
I've just had a text in from somebody. I want to be the next victim on the reverse charge game.
Hmm.
I mean, you think they might know
when
somebody rings up that they've requested to ring up for the reverse charge call saying, hello, it's the operator here. Can you accept the charges? The call, here's the call that you requested on the text last night. It's not going to work that well, really, is it?
No, the element of surprise just isn't there.
Not anymore. Really, no, unless you leave it long enough to forget about it. And the average time for a listener that listens to this show, I would say, is about 6 minutes.
Oh, we'll call them up in 7 minutes. Then.
Yeah. What is it about? They say that fish, right? They used to say that fish have got the smallest brains in the world, and their memory doesn't last from one side of the tank to the other.
Mm.
But that's rubbish.
You think?
Yeah, I think it, because I read something the other day saying that fish have got a massively long memory, and you can actually teach them things.
Like
what? You know, actually, just things that you can teach them to go through things. Yeah,
you
look,
can
I'm
train
them. Thumbs up from outside the studio. From there he is.
He knows.
The guy with the chocolate sauce.
He seems like a man who
knows these
things.
Yeah, no, it's true. There are a lot of people on the side of fish now.
That's
can't remember
crazy.
Quite what it is. But, for example, there was an example I had of it. Oh, I'll think about it in a minute. Carl's on the line. Carl!
Hello?
What am I on about?
Hey?
What am I on about?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Well, how the hell am I supposed to know if you don't even know?
I don't know.
God, you're a waste of space. Oh, well, anyway.
Do you want to have a win?
You're a winner! Yes! Congratulations, Carl. Take to the stage and let's have a little speech. You've won a selection of things. In fact, we're going to play a game here. For everything that you can remember that you've won, you do win. But for everything that you don't remember you've won, you win nothing. You have 10 seconds to a speech and then we play the game. Take it away, darling.
I think I've won £100. Do I get that?
I like it.
Winkle. Right, Carl.
Yeah.
What have you won?
I don't know. I can't remember the prizes.
Oh, no. What a spoon. What an absolute... What is he?
So he's won the competition and he's getting nothing.
Yeah.
His efforts.
No, I know it's the Cypress Hill album.
Oh, yes! Hey. He's got the Cypress Hill! You got the Cypress Hill CD. Yeah, what else?
A DVD.
Yeah. And what else?
A single something.
What on earth's that noise?
Dude,
is he in the...
Should we give him the,
I think he think you should give him a meal.
Yes, Your Honour! Well done to you.
Tim Shaw's Asylum. Kerrang
Radio. Oh, yes, what a tune. Well done to Carl. He's another winner here on Kerrang Radio. We love winners on this show. In fact, if you're listening to this show, you too are a winner.